the sin maybe by an oif. Since it's enough of a shechita just on one simen, it has less chiyus. Maybe a nekiv in the gageris would also make a treifim. Kamashma, no, only a psuka sagageris in the kon and the windpipe also has to be cut through halfway, more than halfway. What's going to be hikas sochuda al roshay? Let's say a chuda weasel bit into its head like. So it depends. Mokum shay soys a treifa. If it would have been a place that a nekiv went there, it would make a treifa in the yoif. So now that the chuda, the weasel bit there, that also makes it like a nekiv, it's a treifa. And the Rashi speaks out, we're not talking about where it hit it with its claws, because that's called drusus of a chaluda that the pasuk makes the oif a treifa. Yes, I'm not that it used its claws, but it used its teeth. So the halacha of a nekiv, so it's a part of the head that if it would have been a nekiv, there'll be a treifa. The chuda also makes it for treifa. Nekiv hakukuvan, that's a part of the stomach of the chicken of an oif. If there's a hole there, that's also a treifa. Nikvu hadaknav, the intestines have a hole in it, there's a treifa. Noflal ur, let's say the bird fell into fire. Now v'nechmu b'nei meyeho, let's say its insides became burnt, or they became scorched. So it depends. Im yurekim, if they turn green, psulim, then it's possible. Im adumim, if they're red, then it's ksherim. As if the inside organs turn green, that's a simon to tray them. But if they stay red, then it's ksherim. Now, what's going to be dorsa? Let's say a man stepped over the bird, or else a trough of a kaisel. A man threw it, knocked it against the wall, or else a sharitzaso, the hema, or else an animal trampled over it. Umafachestes, and even after this happened, the bird is still moving around. Veshosam yes liyes, and you waited 24 hours, and then ushchota, then you made a shchitas ksheira. Then we're not afraid for risik evorim. If you would have made the shchita right away, you'll be treifam. Now that you waited 24 hours and the bird is still moving, that's a sin and that's still ksheira. We're not afraid of a treifa. Now the Gemara says, Ravu Shmuel v'Levi Diyamu, they both say that Machnis Yodalefnim, person should put his hands inside. Rashi says, Befiv Shalot, let us put his hands through the mouth of the oif. In a case, Shenoshcho Chudabresh, in a case where the weasel bit into the head of the bird. So you want them to know where they made in the kufa, that they make a nekev, like through the brains, through the moyach of the oif. So the eighth is, put your hands inside the mouth of the bird. And check it out, which means to say, press in there. And therefore, if like the mayach, the brains come through, so treifa. That's a proof to say that there was a nekiv there in the krum, and therefore it's coming through, it's a treifa. But if it doesn't come through, even though you're pressing down there, ksheira, then we say it's kosher, we said that I'm making nekiv. So Mari asks, why? It's good, of course, mandiyam we had before. A demankiv kroma titoi. The yol is only a nekiv, only a treifa. If there, we know there are two krums, two membranes over the mayach, so not only is enough to hit, you have to have nekiv of the top, you have to have nekiv of the bottom one also. So therefore, if the bottom one doesn't have a nekiv, that's why it doesn't come through, therefore it's ksheira. But elu l'man diyom, according to man diyom, it says no. In kiviloi, it's enough just that the top membrane has a nekiv. That makes it for treifa. Even though the bottom membrane does not have a nekiv through it, and so now that you're pressed in above, like the through the mouth of the chicken, you're pressing through, and no, nothing comes through the mayach. So what's the right to say that it's not a treifa? Let's be afraid. Maybe the top membrane had a nekiv in it, but it's the bottom one that doesn't have a nekiv, and that's why it's not coming through. So how do you say that it's a ksheira? Maybe it's a treifa still. Smara says yes. Isa the inkev iloi, if it would have been true that the top membrane has a nekev, has a hole through it, titoi, even the bottom membrane then, agav ruchache, since it's just a soft membrane, mifka pocket would have broke through. So if you're pressing down, not putting pressure there, nothing comes out through the head, that's a proof to say that there wasn't a nekev at all, not even on the top krum. Because if it would have been that the top krum has a nekev, and the chlamid, then it would have come through. Omar Ziri says, "Ein v'diko l'chuda." It's come out not sure to check out this chicken that was bit from a weasel. Why? Because the teeth are very small, therefore it's hard to check it out. And Rashi says that since the neck is so small, it could be that you pressing up and no brains come out because it's so small the hole, but really maybe it is a neck of there. So therefore you can't be bored, you can't test it out, you can't test it out. Samora says, even though the teeth are very thin, very small, so what? But Lamaisa, it makes a nekiv, and Lamaisa, then there's a hole there that some brains, the mer should have come through, and if nothing is coming through, that should be a good proof there's no nekiv. Samora says, what it meant to say was, the teeth are very thin, but they're also slanty. It's not straight, it goes straight in. Therefore, it's balachson on a slant. Therefore, when you press down, the meyach doesn't come out because the hole is not straight across. It's slanty. That's why the meyach doesn't come out. So therefore, it's not possible to test it with this type of a bedikah. Moses says, Kisolik lenadoi, when they went up, so when Ziri went up to Nadoi, Ishalachlu, lady sent back, message back, and he said that Dvorim Shemat Lefnechem, not what I said before you, was Toyisheim Biyo, they made a mistake, because Baram Kach Omru, Mishmet Rashim Ben Lokish, this is what they say over here, in the name of Rashim Ben Lokish, that the Boydekin Lechud Biyad, yes, he could check it out. Again, where a bird was bit by a weasel, it's possible to check it out with your hands. Put your hands inside the mouth and press up to see if anything comes through the meich. But you cannot check it out, but not with a nail. If you can't stop, take a nail and go on top of the head to see if there's a neck of there or not, that's not a good bedika. For Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon says, yes, you can even check it out with a nail. Rashi says, Boydikin, and you're not afraid, maybe now when he's checking it out with the nail, he himself right now will make a nekiv. So no, we're not afraid. If you check it out and you find a nekiv there, we have a right to say it was a treifer. So Moses says of a plukta to Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Nechemia that chad the bodik biyoda. One said the only bedika to do is with your hands and that's all. So chad bodik b'machto, and one checked it out. No, with a needle, like we said, with a nail. Now, man, the bodik biyoda, the one that checked out this oif, again, that was hit, that was bit, by a chudom, omaleh, he says, that laman, the bodik b'machta, to the one that's baking the bedika on the outside of the skull, with the needle, he said to him, ad mosai ato mechalam amonish Yisrael, how long are you going to just eat up the money of Yisrael? In other words, the checking outside is not a good bedika. Maybe there was no nekiv there, and you're making a nekiv now with your test. Therefore, just ruining the money of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, that's not a good eitzah. So the Mor says back, but Omalei, the other one said back, that man the bodek b'machta, the one that said, no, you could check it out with a nail, with a needle. So he said, l'man the bodek b'yot, the one that was b'makpid, b'davka, check it out with his hands, to stick his hands through the head. So he said to him, the Mosai atal ma'acho, l'yisrael nevelis, until how long are you going to let Klal Yisrael eat nevelis? In other words, that's not a good eitzah, that maybe no meyach is coming through, but still it could be, it was a treifer. So you can't be semich on that padika. But the Gemara says, nevelis, was shkuta si. What kind of nevela? Nevela means the animal dies by itself. Here, there was a shkuta done to it. Eli meant to say treifers. How long are you going to let Klai Yisrael treifers? Because you have to be afraid that shema nikov, kroim shomayach, that maybe there was a nekev in the kroim shomayach, because it doesn't come through. But Rashi says, Mitoich Sheshineh Dakas Yakumais Einor Med Basfas, as I said before, that since the nails, or since the teeth of this weasel is very thin, and they're also crooked-like, they're slanty, therefore the hole is not straight, it's a slanty hole, therefore when you press up, the meich doesn't come through. So the fact no brains come out is no proof to say it wasn't a treifer. Therefore you can't check with your hands, but rather you have to check on top of the skull with a needle. Samar says, this time I have a proof. The Rabbi Yehuda, who the bodik the yod. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that says you have to make the bdika with your hands. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. that the boydikin lechuda beyond clearly. If you want to check out the bite that a chud, a weasel, did to a bird, you have to use your hands. Avoledim mesamer, but you should not use a needle, because then you may cause a nekev to come, and you stand be mechal m'moy m'shay Yisrael. Now, what's going to be nishpor etzem? Let's say the bone of the skull was broken. Avo pishle nikev, krum shemayich, even though there's no hole in the krum, in the membrane of the mayich, that's also called a treifa. So at this time, this is a good proof to say, Yud is the one that says, the v'dika should be done biyad. The more stamiests, ha'gufa kashya tamastir here. Amarta, first he's saying, boydikin l'chuldah biyad. You could check out the bite of a chuldah with your hand. Avoled b'mesama, but you cannot check it out with a needle. Alma, what do you say? Isle b'dikusa. That it's possible to check out the skull light, to check out the bird, to make sure there's no nekiv. Then you learn what's going to be nishpor etzem. Let's say the skull broke. Afapi shlanikav akrum, even though krum shemayich, even though there's no nekav on the membrane around the brains, it's a treifa. Alma, what do we see? Lesla b'dikusi, cannot test it out, because just on the fact that the skull broke and there's no nekav in the krum, why should it be a treifa? Elamite must be that there is a nekav there. So you see, it's not possible to check it out. That's why I say it's a treifa. Where it's like this, Seif, I'll tell you, awesome Leif, Shomayim. The Seif is talking about a leif that goes in the water. Hoyol, Vien Le Krum, since it doesn't have any membrane. Therefore, once the skull breaks on such a bird, the bird of the water, that's a treifa. Where's the question, Ein Le Krum, how could the Sakodatir, it's possible to say it has no membrane, how did the brain stay there? Elements are like this, Hoyol Le Krum Merach, since its membrane is very soft, therefore, you can't check it out for its nekev. But in a regular bird and a chlami, you could check it out. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman Rav Onon, Mar Omar Shmuel Bodik Biyodo Machsher. You said the what that Shmuel checked out the bite of a weasel with his hands, and it was Machsher it. But, and also, Vahuna Chavrin, Huna, our friend, Omar Rav says over the name of Rav, that Bodik Biyodo Machsher, you also checked out the bite of a weasel with his hand, and said it's kosher. But I vote Tony Levi, we learned that Levi learned treifers shemor chachomim b'behema, that these treifers that we have in the first Mishnah, the Chom said the yudchas treifers yavar b'behema kinegdoin b'oif, that the same type of treifers applied by a bird also. Just yasr aleim, we added on to the treifers by a bird yasr aleim oif nishpor etzim, the case where the skull broke by the skull of the bird apapish l'nikum krum shemayich. Even though there's no nekev, there's no hole through the membrane of the mayach. Zakri told me before that Shaykh to check it out. You see, without a krum, it's kosher. Without a nekev, it's kosher. And here we're saying, even without a nekev, since the etzem, the skull was broken, that's a treifa. And the answer was, oh, Malay, it's back. Who be here for Shumayim? That's what we had before. A bird that's in the water. Hoyo v'yein le krum, since it doesn't have a membrane at all. Again, the question is, is it possible to say it has no membrane? How could it live? Since this membrane of this type of a bird is very soft, therefore, once the skull breaks, that's a treifa. Nothing more says, there was once a chicken. They sent it in front of Rav Masna. But the shayla was, nishparetzim, the skull broke. For the nick of krum shemayah, but we did not find any hole in the membrane around the brains. Heve. So what's the loch of the yachshin instead of kosher? Omelet, he said back to him again, the question is, Ivo, Tony Levi learned that treifah shemayah chachomim behema. The yudchas treifahs that we learned about a behema, kinegdim v'yayf. All those treifahs also apply pasul a knife, a bird. Yes, we learned there's even another one more by a bird than there is by a behema, and that's this case of oif. That nishporetzim, that if the skull broke, afal pishon nick of krum shemayich, even though there's no hole going through the krum, the membrane of the mayich, it's still called a treifa. Or Malay, it's back again, hosam b'yav shemayim again. Here that we say you can't check it out, it's always a treifa, that's only by this bird of the water. Hoyo v'yein l'krum again doesn't have any membrane. So first again, ein l'krum sakadadach, as the apostle said, has no membrane, how can it live? Elayim, it runs like this. Her l'krum merach, since the membrane is very soft, therefore, once the skull breaks on this, that's for sure going to be a treifa. Now the Gemara says, Rav Shizbi bodek b'shimsho. Rav Shizbi checked out like this head that was bitten by the weasel. He checked out by the sun. He put it up to the sun and looked clearly to see if he finds a neck of a nut. Rav Yema bodek b'mai, he would check it out in water. And Rashi says it means to say he would take out all the mayach, all the brains from the skull, and then he would fill it up with water, and he would see if anything leaks out of it. That's the way he would check out to see if there's a nekev in the groin of the mayach. Rav Acha by Yaakov bodak the gilah dechitza, he would check it out with the straw of a wheat, and just like come out like a needle. He would check it out on the outside to see if it gets stuck there, if there's any nekev there on the mayach. Now, Omer Rav Shizbi said also that Hani Abzi Didan, our geese is Koif Shomayim Damyan. They're like godlike, they're like birds of the water. That is to say, the Moyach is very soft, and therefore, it's Ein Lo Bedika. It'll be a treif of Yavashal if you see the Yetzim is broken. Then the Mishnah says, Nofel Yor. Let's say the bird falls into fire and it gets scorched. So, Omer Rav Yechanan, Mishum Rav Yosi Ben Yeshua. Shia Yerukasan, that the Mishnah says if it turns green, that if the organs inside turn green, that's right, it's a treifa. Then how much of the organs have to turn green? How much is the shia to make them to treifa? So Shia Yerukasan is Kashir Nukavasan, the same shia as a whole. Man Nukavasan, the master, just like any small hole that goes into these organs, that makes a treifa. No matter how small the hole is, it's a treifa. The same thing when it gets burnt like, after you recosim b'mashu, even if a small amount, a small green patch comes upon the organs, that also make it for treifa. Boy mene Rav Yosef bread Rav Yeshua ben Levi. He has to shalom Rav Yeshua ben Levi from Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Horiku kovit, let's say the liver becomes green. Which part of the liver? Horiku kovit kineged b'nei mayin, on the part of the liver which lies like in front of the intestines, in front of the B'nai Mayan. Ma, what's going to be the loch? Is that called a treifa or not? Omlai said, yes, treifa. It's called a treifa. Since the liver became green, that's also called a treifa. So he asked him a question, why? For lo yehayela nitla, why should it be worse than the whole liver was taken out? If the whole liver is taken out, it was gone, it's kosher. Omlai Rav says, yes, there's a difference. Kiva and shariku covered, kineged B'nai Mayan, since that the part of the liver which is in front of the B'nai Mayan turn green, is so be yidua shenofla lior, like we know for sure that this bird like fell into fire, and therefore v'nechmu B'nai Mayan, that the B'nai Mayan, the intestines, those are the ones that were scorched with fire, and therefore treifa, therefore there it's a treifa. And echlami, the liver itself will not make it for treifa, but the main thing is this is a proof to say that the B'nai Mayan was burnt. Now the Gemara says, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, hoye lehi tana goylus. Rav Yeshua ben Levi had a hen, and shadre lekayim to Rav Lezer kapa bribi. He sent a shail, he sent it to Rav Lezer ben kapa bribi, that omele, he said to him like this, yuroikin hein, that lemaisa they turned green, and therefore the yachshere, he said that it was kosher. Now she says, yuroikin hein means hadakinis, the intestines were green, and he said it's kosher. So that's the question. Either nan wrote in our Mishnah that Yeroikin Sulin, if the intestines turn green, it's like a fossil. So Moritz says no. Leomru Yeroikin Sulin Ella Bekurkavin Belabel Bekovit. I'll tell you no. That the Mishnah says it fell into fire and it turned green, that's a treifrom, that's only going on the Kurkavin, that's one of the stomachs of the birds. Belave its heart, or else it'll cover the liver. There is something that originally was red and now was turned over to be green, that's a simon, it's a treifa. But things at the beginning were also towards green, not red, there it's no treifa. And Tanya Namiach will learn this also. Be'elu b'nei mayin omru, which type of the intestines inside was it said if it turns green that becomes a treifa? That's only said on the kurkavin, the label of the covet. That these three things at the beginning they're red. So if we find them later to be green, that's a proof to say they became a treifa. But other things that are not red to start off with, then it would not be a simon treifa. Reb Yitzchak bar Yosef hoyilayu tanagoto. Reb Yitzchak bar Yosef also had a hen, and also the shaila happened to it. So Shodru the Kaim the Rabbi Avu, he sent the shell in front of Rabbi Avua. To Yomlin, he said back to listen, Adoimim Haim, the intestines inside turn red, and therefore Treifa, therefore I pass them to Treifa. So Moriyas, I, to your Nantanan, London, our Mishnah, Adoimim Ksherim, that if they're red, they're kosher. Omlay said back to him, Adoimim Sherikoim, and if not, something that started out to be red, if later was turned to be green, that's a Treifa. Or else the opposite, the Yerikin, something at the beginning was like greenish, and Shadimu now because of the fire it turned red, and Echnami, these things are treifa. Lo yomu radumu kisherim, and where is this a case that we said that if it's still red now it's kosher, that's only belay the kurkan of a covet, that these things since the beginning they're red, so now if they're still red, that's a simik shera. But if something changes from red to green or green to red, and Echnami, that's a simik as a treifa. The Dakin Rashi says that the intestines, that's usually supposed to be green, and now if we find it to be red, and Echnami, that would be a treifa. Now, Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Chiyo, Omer Rabbi Mani, that Adoimim, something is supposed to be red, Sheriku, let's say the liver, or the leaves that turn green, and then later the Sholkon, they cooked it up, the Chosru Vadimah came back to be red again, Ksherin, and Echnami, then it's still kosher. My time, what's the reason? Kutru ayabu, some of the pshat is some smoke went into the bird, but not that it really made it for treifa. Therefore, the shah shchit was not a treifa, and even though after shchit you check it out, it looks green, but then when you cook it up, like the smoke goes out of it, and therefore it turns red again, therefore it's still ksheva. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Af Anu Nema, also will say that Adoimim Shlo Yerikon, let's say it was red, that did not turn green. Vishokan, and then later when you cooked it up, Varikuna turned green, Treifa, and Echnami, now it's a proof to say it was a Treifa before. My time, what's the reason? Igloi Besiayu. No, it's uncovered now, Besiayu, Rashi says it's Cheposan. It's uncovered, it's a mum. Like now we say Taka really was in the fire, was scorched in the fire, just before we couldn't tell, now we could tell. Therefore, it's treifa. That's called the Gloi Besiayu. Amr Ravashi Vashi said, Hilkach, therefore, Lelechol Inish, a person should not eat, Ela Bishalka, unless he cooks up the bird first, because otherwise you have to be afraid, maybe really was a treifa. So only after you cook it up, you could see if it really turns colors or not. But the more it says Gloi, it's not true. Azuka Reusalem Achaskinon. If we don't see the problem by ourselves, stamped after say you have to cook it up to see to find the problem, that's called we don't look for problems. Azuka Reusa Lemechaskina. We don't have to go to make our problems. To make a race or to make us look to think maybe there was a treifa. Then the Mishnah says, Dorsa Vitorfa Bekaisel. Let's say it was trampled upon and thrown against the wall, so you have to wait 24 hours. Omer Reb Lozer Ben Antignus, Mishum Reb Lozer Rabbi Yanai, Achazu Viachazu Tzricha Bedika. I mean, even after it waits 24 hours, still after the shchit, you have to check it out. And Rashi says, because we're afraid, the Shema Nishpura Shedra, the Nisak Achut, so still you have to check out the Chut HaShedra, you have to check out the host point. Now the Mishnah says, the Eluk Sheris B'yayif, these are the birds that are still kosher. Nikfu HaGageris, there's only a hole in the windpipe, Oyshe Nistako, or else it was cracked in the length. Hiksa chulda al roisha. Let's say a chulda weasel hit it on his head, but mocha bit it, but mocha m'shenoi sois a treifa. Not connected the mayach, not connected the brains in the place, even if there would have been a neck of there, it would not make it into treifa, therefore it's kosher. Nikov hazefek. Let's say the zefek has a hole in it, that's still kosher. The zefek, that's the crop by the bird, so that's still kosher. Rebbe Yemer Rebbe says, Afilu nitol. Even if you take off the whole crop, still it's kosher. Yotze b'nei meyeho v'lo nikva. Let's say the insides came out, but there was no neck of there. Or else, nishtabru gapeho. Or else, let's say the wings were broken. Nishtabru ragleh. Let's say its legs were broken. Nimrutu knafeh. Let's say its feathers were plucked out. Still, it's kosher. If Yehuda says no, that if it's down, was taken out, was gone, then it's a treifa. And Rashi says the hanoitza means the small ones. Noitza is small feathers, he had daka snuchla bosa, near the bosa. So that was taken off, he holds, that's called a treifa. The other Gemara says, Tonu Rabbanu went like this. Maiso b'Rebbe Simoi. What's up, Rebbe Simoi? B'Rebbe Tzadik. Shehol chulav v'shona b'lud. They're once going to make an ibiyor in Lud. V'shav soy b'oinoi. That they lived b'oinoi. Rashi says it means Yom Shabbos. Shosu sham was Shabbos. And on that Shabbos, they stayed in the place called Oinoi. That's where they stayed all for Shabbos. For Heiru b'tafachas k'Rebbe b'zefik. The same way Rebbe Paskins by Zefek, the Rebbe says Afilu Nitol, still it's kosher. The same way he Paskins by Tafachas by the womb. So who would say even if the womb was taken out of the animal, still it's kosher, it's not a treifa. Iboilu, I have a question like this, Iboilu, Hoiru betafachas li Isura. Does it mean to say that he Paskins by Tafachas by Isur, k'Rebbe b'Zefek Latera? The same way Rebbe Paskins by Zefek Latera? In other words, at this Shah, the Rashi says there were two separate Heroes. One Hero was the Paskin by Tafachas by the womb, Li Sura. And the second Hero was Kerebi Bezefik, that Bezefik, the crop of the bird, if it's taken out completely, still is kosher. Or do we maybe know what he meant to say was Hero by Tafachas la Tero, Kerebi Bezefik. It was only one Psak that he did. It was a Shah about the womb, about the Tafachas. And he paskin let tayru the same way Rebbe paskins by Zefik. Avo k'Rebbe b'Zefik le'srilu. But where Rebbe actually paskins by Zefik, maybe he didn't paskin like that. He doesn't know the kim teku. The shalom, what do you mean to say? He just meant to say that the tafachas is k'shero, just like Rebbe holds by Zefik, even though the actual shalom of Zefik doesn't know like Rebbe. Or maybe no, he had these two arrois. That's a teku. Omer Rabba, Vitaim Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Gagoy Shal Zefek, the top part of the crop, Nitin Keveshet. That's the last Lachal like Keveshet. If there be a Kuva there, that would make a Treifa. Hey, where is this? Omer Baby Barabayo, Kol Shen Nimtach Imoy. Anything that gets like a stretches with it. Now Yotzu B'nei Mayin, what's going to be if the insides come out? Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. That's only talking about if you didn't like twist it around, they weren't twisted around. But if they were twisted around, in the time then it's a treifa. Because here we're talking about where the Bnei Nayin came out and they put it back in again. So if it wasn't twisted when they put it back in again, then it'd be okay. But if it was twisted, that'll make it into a treifa. They'll see the Pasuk says, Hu asecho, hu asecho vechenenecho. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu made us. Malamed Shabor HaKodesh Baruch Hu Kenun Yis B'Yodim. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu put inside us a lot of different type of organs. Shim Nefach Achaz, if one would be twisted around, Ein Yechol L'Chayis, we won't be able to live with it. So therefore, if the organs were twisted around, it'll be a treifa. Tani will learn, Hoy Rav Meir Weimer, Hu Oisecho V'Chonanecho, means Karcho D'Kula Bey. It's like a city that has everything inside it. A karcho de kula bay means mimenu kahana from Klayuso. We have kahanim, mimenu neviyov, mimenu shorov, mimenu markov. Then we have other the kahanim, we have the neviyim, we have the princes, we have the kings come from Klayuso. Shneimer the pasuk says mimenu ponu, mimenu yosed. Like from there comes out the cornerstone. There comes out the yesed. Everything comes out from Klayuso. Now the Gemara says, "The Hu Amor, there was a guy, the Chazil Hu Gavri, saw a person, did not from Yigrul Yaria, that the person fall off from the roof to the ground, and Poka Karsa, he saw the way his belly, his stomach opened up, Vinafko Maine, and the insides were coming out. So Asil Lebrei, so he brought the son of this person that his stomach was opened up, and Vishachta Kamei." He made it look as if he shechted the son in front of the father. Biachuzah senayim, like he tricked him. What happened was ingud when the father saw that, so the father became like ingud v'asnach and oil lemanayu v'chatei lekarso. Everything went back into place again, and he sewed it back again. So again, what happened was he did this b'achuzes enayim, like a trickery. It just looked as if he was shechting the son. So the father felt so bad, he started to cry v'yisnach. So of course he was moving, the crying moved back and forth his stomach. So that made the intestines come back inside again, and then the person sewed him up. So that's the way he saved him. It's just the fact that, like the Mishnah said, the intestines come out, it's possible to have them put back in again, and sewed up, and they'll still live. All right, we'll stop here.